Shreveport will be partly cloudy today with a high at 71 and a low at 43. That's your Thursday forecast. I'm Wade Hampton.
This is Cora Gibson. This message is based upon God's love, according to St. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This morning I'm coming to you from Romans chapter 8. Verse 35 through 39, and it read as follows. Verse 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, a distress, a persecution, a famine, a nakedness, a peril, a sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. 37, nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. 38, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. 39, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. This morning, I'm talking about nothing shall separate us from the love of God. But here in verse 35, Paul asks a question. Who shall separate us from the love of God? Separate. In other words, who will put a distance between Christ's love and us, or cause one to depart or walk away from God's love? Will tribulation, in other words, talking about the pressures, the burden, the stress, the difficulties, affliction, or those things which causes pain, trouble, and sorrow, distress, anxiety, grief, you know, persecution, being attacked by a hostile opponent. Webster's meaning is to be ill-treated or harassed. And then he said famine, shortage or lack of food. Then he said nakedness. You know, I began to think, will we cause the lack of clothing? Or maybe our clothes are not as in as good a condition as someone else's. Maybe they are not as stylish as the next person. But will we let something like that cause us to separate us from the love of God? You know, then he said perils, talking about dangerous time. The Bible tells us in the last days perilous times will come. And now we're living in perilous time. But you know, then he said the sword. That's the judicial punishment. And I began to think, will we let the court system or the government cause us to walk away from God because they want to lock us up because we're teaching and we're preaching about Jesus Christ, teaching about the love of God? Will we let those things cause us to walk away from God? You know, being separated from him, all the pressures of life, you know, being mistreated, being talked about, being lied on, you know, those things, we can't let that separate us from the love of God. But you know, here Paul said, we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. But you know, here in America, it's not like it is in some countries. In some countries, the believers' lives are actually in danger. But they keep persevering because they know that they will not give up. They will not walk away from the love of God, no matter how dangerous it may be, no matter what their lives may be like. They know that God is in control. They know that God is with them. So they keep persevering, and they keep teaching, and they preaching the word of God. But then over in 37, Paul said, nay, or no. He said, in all these things, we're more than conquerors through him that love us. We're more than conquerors. That's because we are victors. Why? Because we have God's love. And we have him on our side today. We are victorious, for there are no victims in Christ Jesus today. We are overcomers today because God loves us. We are his children, and he takes care of us, and he protects us. And you know what? The scripture tells us, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So in all these situations that's mentioned in verse 35, we're going to be like Paul and the Roman church. We will let nothing or anyone, anything, any problem, anything put a distance between us and God or cause us to walk away from his love. But you know, in 38, Paul had to know the believers in Rome for him to say, I am persuaded. In other words, he's saying, I'm convinced. I have confidence. He had confidence in God because he knew God was holding him in the palm of his hand. And he had confidence in the believers because they knew and they trusted in God that no matter what come, they were still going to stay with God. They would not walk away. But you know, it sounds as if he had no doubt. When I read this, I thought about 1 Thessalonians 5 and 12. Know them that labor among you. So Paul was sure, and he trusted those believers' faith in God. He had no uncertainty in this matter, for he knew that death, and speaking of death, Paul knew that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. You know, I hear this statement a lot at funerals, but this is talking about the born-again believers, those that have given their lives to God. To die in the natural is to go and be with the Lord, to be in the presence of God. You know, then he said, Noah life. Talking about the difficulties, life temptation, the failures of life, the disappointment, the uncertainties, the suffering, the hurt, the pain. None of these things would cause us to be separated from the love of God. Then he said, nor angels. You know, I begin to think this is probably talking about the fallen angels, those that were kicked out of heaven with Satan. Then he said, principalities and power. Speaking of spiritual enemies of the believer. Ephesians 6 and 12 say, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. These are demons over whom Satan has charged, and their goal is to defeat Christ's church, which we know right now is completely impossible. He cannot defeat the church of God. Hallelujah. You know, the principalities and powers are unseen evil forces of this world, Satan and his fallen angels. Then Paul said, nor things present. The present situation, the present conditions and the circumstances, the things that are going on now, all of the attacks of the enemy. You know, we may have to cry sometime, but you know, we still gonna stay and we're going to lean, we're going to depend on God, for he holds us in the palm of his hand. And as long as we stay in the palm of his hand, we will not walk away from him. We'll stay with him. We're going to stay with his love today. He said, no things to come, things of the future that will come to try to separate God's love from the believer. But rest assured, as long as the believer is alive, Satan will always plan attacks. He's always strategizing. He's always plotting and planning. He'll never give up. Because you know, there's an old saying, misery loves company. Satan know where his destiny is. He know he's already doomed. Then Paul said in 39, he said, nor height, nor depth, neither the world above or the world below. And then he said, no other creature, absolutely nothing that's created will be able to separate us from the love of God. Nothing has the power or the means to separate the believer from the love of God. There is nothing in all creation that will be able or even capable to separate us from the love of God. In verse 31, it says, if God is for us, who can be against us? You know, we have to realize that our adversaries, who are our adversaries? Our adversaries are the devil and his fallen angels, his demons, and they are powerless when it comes to God. Do the devil have power? Yes, but his power is nothing compared to God. And the only way the devil can win or have control over us is when we give him power. He has no power over God's children. We have power. We have more power in our little finger than Satan has. But you know, we have to realize that God is omnipotent. He has all power today. He's that sovereign God. So if God, the uncreated one, is for us, and nothing created can separate us, then we are absolutely secure in him. We should have no fear if we believe, know that he is with us 24/7. You know, verse 37 says, we're more than conquerors through him that loves us. So all of these trials and the difficulties and all the situations that's listed in these verses, they will not separate us. But let us think about it this way. But it makes us more stronger. Help us even strengthen our faith in God, causing us to trust and to lean and to depend upon him totally and completely. For there is no power like God's power. You know, we as believers have to realize that God, we are constantly accompanied by his presence. He is with us 24/7. He does not sleep nor slumber. He is omniscient. In other words, he's an all-knowing God. God knew before we were ever conceived in our mother's womb what we were going to have to go through in life. He knew about the trials. He knew about the hurts. He knew about the disappointment. He knew about everything, that even the good, the bad. He knew what we were going to go through. And you know what? Even with that, the devil cannot do anything unless he get permission from God. So look at it like this. No matter what come our way, no matter the difficult, no matter the difficulties, no matter the hardship, you're coming out because if God has allowed the enemy to attack, he can only attack where God has given him permission. And if he has permission, we're strong and we're coming out. Because number one, the problem and the battle is not ours. It belongs to God. All we have to do is continue to believe in him, continue to trust him, and know that you know that you know that God is with you 24/7. You know, God holds us in his hand. And knowing, we have to realize this. God's hand is more powerful than that of Satan. No power can separate us or put space between us and God's love. No matter what happened or come against the believer, we will never lose his love. When the difficulties and the suffering come our way, it should not drive us away from God's love, but allow his love to heal us and to make us stronger. Because every trial that come our way, it doesn't come to tear us down. It doesn't come to make us fail, but they come, number one, to make us stronger, number two, to increase our faith. So I encourage you today, no matter what's going on, no matter what the situation may be, yes, you might have to cry. Yes, you may be disappointed. But just know this one thing, that you belong to God and His love is with you. He's with you, and as long as you stay with God, He will see you through. And realize there's only one thing that can cause us to lose or to separate us from the love of God, and that is sin. And we will not give in to sin because we will not give in to Satan. And today I ask you, be blessed and trust and lean and depend on God. It's okay to cry. Like I've said before, He bottles our tears. Even our tears are important to Him. So you be encouraged and know that you are coming out today. Be blessed.
Hope you enjoyed this program. If you would like a copy of this message or would like prayer, please call 318-473-4539. Please join me at this time next week. I would like to invite you to our church service, Tuesday night Bible study, 7 p.m., Wednesday noonday prayer, 12 to 1 p.m., Sunday morning worship, 11 a.m., and that's Rebirth Ministries, 1226 MacArthur Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana, 318-769-1994. John Belvin, Sr., Pastor.
Kelly's Sitting Service is a personal care assistance agency. Kelly's assists with bathing, grooming, meal preparation, medication reminders, light housekeeping, laundry, and more. Kelly's has served all parishes of Region 6 for over 27 years. Kelly's is now providing services to our veterans in their homes. Locally owned and locally operated, with a desire to assist members of our community to remain in their homes for as long as possible. Thank you for giving Kelly's the opportunity to serve you with dignity, respect, and compassion, which has been our foundational qualities throughout our ministry. Kelly's is seeking attendants and caregivers with the same qualities of dignity, respect, and compassion that have sustained this agency. Again, thank you for 27 years of service to Central Louisiana. Kelly's is an equal opportunity employer. For more information, 318-793-8453 or 1-800-913-7784. The website is KellyServiceHouston.com. Kelly Sitting Service is another proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
Greetings, Radio Land. This is Marilyn Case with Books and More, New and New to You at 101 North Devil Street, Winfield, Louisiana. We're inviting you, if you're riding through Winfield, our phone number to reach us is 318-583-2304. We are open on Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and some Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. We have unique home items that are new to you. We carry women's clothes and men's clothing. We have jewelry, and lots of people have a problem with vision, so we have giant print Bibles. If you need a special gift, and we know that you'll not leave without purchasing something. And so God is good. We are here for you to serve you. Thank you, owners Marilyn and Ray Case Jr.
Books and More, New and New to You in Winfield is another proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
KAYT-KQJO-FM is not just our name. It's our way of doing business. We're here to help you. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 365 calendar days per year. And ask about our new business special, 318-484-2500 or 1-877-464-2500. We have unbeatable rates with bonuses and interviews just for your business. Nonprofit means you can get your money right back during tax season. 70,000 watts makes us five cities strong all day long. The very best of gospel, zydeco, blues, and R&B. We are KAYT-KQJO, your real love station.
Malachi Detailing Shop at 1100 Bolton Avenue in Alexandria, open 9:15 to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. It's a friendly, safe environment where prayer is a priority and your vehicle detailing needs are met at an affordable price. At Malachi Detailing Shop, pleasing you is their business. Malachi Detailing Shop, owned and operated by Eugene Stevenson at 1100 Bolton Avenue. 318-613-6715. That's 318-613-6715.
Hi, this is Rashawn McDonald. This week on Money Making Conversations is writer, stand-up comedian, and actor on the HBO series Insecure, Leonard Robinson. We discussed the fifth and final season and how his character became a fan favorite. I also have joining me comedian Ida Rodriguez discussing her new comedy special on HBO Max titled Fighting Words. Don't miss Money Making Conversations with me, Rashawn McDonald, every weekend, or go to moneymakingconversation.com. and hear all of our great interviews.
Sunday evenings at 7 right here.
Take your shot for $100. Shot for 100 is now for all y'all. Louisiana residents who roll up their sleeves and get their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine at select locations will receive a $100 Visa gift card while supplies last. Visit shotfor100.com for hours and locations where you can get your vaccine and take your shot for 100. That's shotfor100.com. Brought to you by the Louisiana Department of Health.
Looking for a great holiday gift?
The four books that author Clarence Hunter has published fills in the blanks the history books have left out, especially certain areas of central Louisiana and the city of Alexandria. For example, what was everyday life really like on the other side of the tracks? What about the schools and the teachers? What about the churches and the preachers? And what about the family-owned stores and the neighborhood juke joints? Let Clarence answer these questions for you. Written in his signature autobiographical fiction style, these books will make you laugh and cry, and most of all, they'll make you think. These books also provide interesting reading for students in middle school, high school, and college that will broaden their educational endeavors. Sonya Life, Go Tell John, Rest in the Dust, and Stop, Rest, and Read can be purchased from Amazon.com and TheBookPatch.com. You can friend Clarence on Facebook and follow him on Twitter. His website is www.clarencehunter.com. His email address, clarence_hunter@msn.com. The phone is 504-650-2099. Clarence Hunter is another proud sponsor of KAYTKQJOFM. KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
We declare this day that we are blessed.
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
I certainly hope you're having a good time here in the Ham Camp, the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show. We're KAYT, KQJOFM 5, City Strong, all day long. And we're going around the globe at www.kaytfm.com. Here is Bible Jeopardy this morning. The category is letters to the churches and believers. Here's the clue. According to 1 John 4, why should we not believe every spirit or doctrine? Is it that many false prophets are in the world? Is it that some things are not needful to learn? Is it because the flesh profits little? Or is it in order not to increase sorrow? All right, well, you figure it out. Call me. I'm at 318-484-2500 or toll free 1-877-464-2500. Jonathan McReynolds and Molly Music here together with Moving On. We're KYKKUJO.
I'm closing chapters. I'm turning pages. Glory to glory. And from faith to faith. I'm moving on. I'm moving on. I'm moving on. I'm getting older. So I'll keep it straight. It hurts to let go, but it hurts more to stay. I'm moving on. I'm moving on. Hey, I'm moving on. Hey, 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 hey. I know my rear view can't compare to what God will. Your failures and forgive yourself for moving on.